transport, communications, and international contact. The Holy Prophet gave a picture of the general conditions of transport and communication at the appointed time. He said that the old methods of transport would disappear and their place would be taken by swifter vehicles and methods. The swifter means would be used over both land and sea. To quote the words of the tradition, لَا يُتْرَكَنَّ الْقِلَاسُ فَلَا يُسْعَى عَلَيْهَا. The camel, as a means of transport, will be abandoned, and people will not look to the camel with this intent. The change has established itself completely. All the old methods of transport have disappeared in most countries. First, we had the railway. Those who did not then travel by rail travelled by other means. They rode camels or other animals. But since the discovery of the motor car, even road travel has become mechanized. As new and mechanical methods of transport advance, the use of animals disappears. The Holy Prophet also prophesied the appearance of both steamships and the railway. The Holy Prophet said, the Dajjal's donkey will travel on water as on land. Traveling on land, it will have clouds both in front and behind. Clearly, this is a description of the railway and the steamship. Vehicles propelled by steam can go over both land and water. Incidentally, these new methods of transport are at the special disposal of the Dajjal. The prophecy hints at the extensive use which Christian missionaries would make of the new methods. No other class has made such tremendous use of the new means of transport. Thanks to the railway and the steamship, Christian missionaries have travelled to different parts of the world to spread knowledge of the Bible. Their teaching is the teaching of the Dajjal. The clouds mentioned in the prophecy are the clouds of smoke which seem now in front of the steam-driven vehicle and now behind. Smoke and steam seem to be the inevitable accompaniment of these vehicles. The fuel used in both is coal. This is the food of the Dajjal's donkey mentioned in the books of Hadith. The new means of transport have completely transformed relations between different parts of the world.